Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And I really believe that USA Prepares is the only broadcast in the United States that has a full-time Australian correspondent. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. Your signal is breaking up. It's choppy. And Jason is trying to work on that, to improve the signal. Maybe if you got closer to a window or something like that, it might help. Gwyneth, today we were going to talk about something that Arjun had a question about. He sent me an email about fires, and he was concerned about the fires in the United States and also in California. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the fires?
Okay. Fires, I believe that the reason why you had so many wildfires in California is because we have exported something from Australia to California, and what we exported there a little while back was eucalyptus trees. Now, California had primarily like redwood forests and pine forests, and, you know, it's got a dry, arid, semi-arid climate. But it didn't have eucalyptus trees before probably about 50 or 70 years ago. And eucalyptus trees do something to the ecology. They change the ecology into what's known as a fire ecology, meaning an ecology. Ecology, by the way, means a way that the animals, the plants, the insects, and the soil and the water and the wind all work together to make an environment for something to live in, okay, or something to live in. And a fire ecology, all eucalyptuses have a fire ecology, and what that means is that they encourage wildfires by their very existence. Because if you look at a eucalyptus leaf and you hold it up to the light, it has tiny little droplets of oil, eucalyptus oil, in the leaves, which are highly flammable. And this is true even if the wood and the bark are relatively damp. I mean, I've just lit my fire in my lounge room from eucalyptus bark, and it's been raining all day and the bark was damp, and all I had to do was put some paper underneath it, and, you know, the hot coals were still in the fire from earlier today, and it just went whoosh. And that is exactly what eucalyptus bark, eucalyptus leaves, the whole tree is like that. And when you plant them, you need to be aware of that. And I believe that that's a major factor. And eucalyptus trees actually rely on fire to set seed. Many of them the seeds cannot germinate unless there has been a bushfire or a wildfire go through. The seeds need chemicals that are found in the smoke, and some of them need to have their outer coating burnt off. Many of them have a tough nut. In fact, all eucalyptuses have a tough little nut, which is not edible for any creature. And it's just basically made of really, really hard wood. And a lot of them would even have trouble drilling through them. But this is it. Those nuts need a really, really, really quite a hot fire to dry them out and crack them open so that the seeds can go into the soil so that a new generation of eucalyptus trees can grow. And other species of eucalyptus need, like I said, chemicals in ash that are found in ash, chemicals that are found in smoke. They need to be exposed to these things in order to germinate. So this is how eucalyptus trees are. And if you want to have a world where you've got a minimal danger of bushfires, do not plant eucalyptus trees. And I live in a eucalyptus forest, but I'm in Australia, and I'm aware of the danger of the place, but I choose to live here anyway. And that sort of house that I live in is a mud brick house, so it does have bits of it that are wood, but I would be a lot less inclined. You know, it's a much less dangerous house to live in than one that is made of all wood or mostly wood. This house is not made of mostly wood, it's mostly made of mud. And, we here in Australia over a period of hundreds of years have learned how to live with these bushfires and how they behave and what directions they're likely to come from. Like, for instance, fire usually burns uphill. And just downhill from the house, then the people who first built this house built it. They put some enormous water tank, or an enormous water tank, and I put another one in when I moved here. They put a huge water tank on the downhill slope of the house. Now, that water tank's made of plastic, and if there was a really, really intense bushfire, it would melt. But it would spill water everywhere, which would probably stop fire from destroying the house. And I think that that's a very clever, way to do things. So, you would lose a water tank and you would lose a lot of water, but you wouldn't lose your house. That's the thing. And so this is one way that, people have learned to deal with bushfires. And there's other ways, like that we make sure that we don't have our... We make sure that we keep our gutters reasonably clean of leaves, especially in the eucalyptus forest. They get full of eucalyptus leaves, and if even a spark landed on it, the whole gutter would just go whoosh and then spread fire through the rest of the house as quick as anything. But that is a big, big, big factor of the reason why, in my humble opinion, of why California has had so many wildfires over the last few years. There's other things that play into it as well, especially the 5G towers. I mean, you'd have to have rocks in your head to want to have anything to do with that technology whatsoever. And smart meters, oh my gosh, why? We had a metering system that was perfectly good. Why did they put the smart meters in? They put it in because they wanted a world that was controlled by robots. It's insane. And, the only practical way out of it now is to go somewhere way out in the countryside and live off-grid, because otherwise it's just a sea microwave and electromagnetic energy all the time. And it can't be good for people. And I'm sure that that's causing a lot of these wildfires in California. But as soon as you've got eucalyptus trees, you're going to have a bushfire season. And there is just no two ways about it. So, you know, if you want to have a life free of that particular worry, don't live in a eucalyptus forest. Don't even plant any eucalyptus trees ever. Unless you live in Australia, that's the only place where eucalyptus trees should ever be planted because that's where they're from. But, you know, they don't make anything other than eucalyptus oil. And very, very good wood, very fine wood. And I think that's why they got planted in California, was because they're reasonably fast growing and they do have a very, very beautiful timber. But somebody wasn't thinking about, you know, that they also have, they're also so full of eucalyptus oil that you can see the oil in their leaves if you hold the leaves up to the light. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, absolutely it does. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
I wanted to
say about eucalyptus tree, when they get hot, like on a hot summer's day like you'd get in California, they volatilize the oil out of their leaves. I don't think even pine trees do that. So the oil evaporates out of the eucalyptus leaves. So you get the air can be so full of this eucalyptus oil that you smell it. And if there's a spark from we'll probably discuss ember attack in a moment, but if an ember comes across, or you know the fire begins to come across, and it hits that parcel of volatilized eucalyptus oil in the air, you can actually see the trees erupting into flame, and what you're seeing is the volatilized oil of the eucalyptus trees that are just being volatilized by the summer heat. And that's very common, and they go up like a torch. You have not, it's one of the most terrible. I've actually been very close to such a bushfire, which I described to you in an email earlier. I'll describe it in the class later. But, to be that close to a eucalyptus forest fire is one of the most terrifying. To be that close to any forest fire is incredible, I imagine. But the eucalyptus trees, because they have this volatile oil that evaporates with the heat, it's just the most amazing, horrific feeling to be that close. Does that make sense? It would be like standing right next door to an oil rig that was on fire. That's about the closest that I could compare it to. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. Have you ever experienced a chimney fire or heard one go off? Sounds like a jet engine.
No.
Yeah, it literally sounds like a jet engine because you've got air coming in the bottom, probably through the fireplace or through the wood stove, and it's mixing with the fuel that is lining the chimney, which is the creosote and the oils. And the heat goes up, and it's like a torch. And flames come flying out like a torch out of the top of the chimney, and it gets so hot that it can crack a masonry chimney with ease in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com.
So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, what are you seeing in terms of shortages, if any, in Australia?
Okay. What I'm noticing is just spotty shortages. Like, hearing people in shops saying that it's taking longer for orders to come through. And, you know, I'm noticing certain places on the store shelves that are looking a bit more empty than what they used to. Like, for instance, I went to the supermarket today, and of all things, they were running short of biscuits, cookies. But it wasn't just any biscuits. It was the low-priced biscuits. And I was hoping to get quite a packet of them, but I was only... This particular type of biscuit called Scotch Finger Biscuits, they're like a rectangle-shaped shortbread-type biscuit, and they're a particular favourite around here. I was hoping to get a couple of kilos of those, and I was only able to get about 750 grams. So instead of being able to get, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 pounds of them, I was only able to get probably just over a pound. And one thing that I'm noticing that there periodically is shortages of is milk powder, which is a funny thing. But the dairy industry, I think I've heard in the United States that the dairy industry is in a lot of trouble. But here in Australia, it definitely is. I don't know that we even have any onshore milk powder processing plants here anymore. But we don't have a fridge, so we can't have lots of packets of fresh milk hanging around, so that's why I use powdered milk. But I'm noticing that periodically, you know, sometimes it's just unavailable, the full cream milk powder, that is, and especially the low-priced, I don't know if they have this in the US, but here in Australia we have what we call no-name brands or home brands, which is a supermarket will produce its own brand of, for instance, biscuits or milk powder, which doesn't really have a marketing budget, but they put it on the shelves and it has a very plain, ordinary-looking packet, but it's not expensive. And maybe it's not the first grade of product either, but it's not expensive. So if you don't have much money, that's what you tend to buy. You know, if you have a bit more money, then you buy the name brand of milk powder, which is going to be a better quality, or the name brand of biscuits, which is going to be a better quality, but it might be 50% higher in its price, or maybe even 100% higher in its price. So this is it. You know. When you're getting to that sort of price difference, you go, crikey, well, you know, you might as well just buy the no-name brand and, you know, mate, you know, although with milk powder lately in the last few years, they've come up in their quality of their milk powder a little bit, but the biscuits are often not very, you know, not anywhere near as good as the quality of the biscuits of the main brands of the big biscuit makers.
How about bugs?
Are you finding that with your cup of tea?
Huh? Are you finding that there are bugs in your pasta?
No. No.
I guess you have to come over here for that. You'd have to come over here for that.
Now
we've noticed that Aldi pasta. And Walmart's house brand pasta has bugs in it, and it doesn't come from the store they hatch you know, like a couple months later. So even if the pasta has a best use by date of 2023, yeah, it still seems to grow healthy bugs. And you can look, you can pour out the pasta as we do, and we sort. Yeah, that's right. We sort through and take a knife and make sure that we look at it. I'm talking like egg noodles. Elbows and, you know, shaped pasta. And so we look and make sure that it doesn't have any bugs in it, and we put it in the boiling water. It takes 20 minutes to boil water, and then the bugs float to the top. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats approved a $3.5 trillion budget resolution just hours ago, setting the stage for President Biden's social safety net. The vote was 50-49, and the measure passed after a lengthy series of amendment votes known as Voterama. The session started on Tuesday afternoon and went until 4 a.m. Eastern. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. Texas House of Representatives voted 80-12 to bring back the runaway Democrats, fighting to prevent a quorum on voter integrity legislation. Hours prior to the vote, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the Republicans were within their rights to force their colleagues to return. Republican State Representative Matt Krause from Fort Worth says the voting debate must go on.
I think Representative Kane and I, Chairman Kane and I, would say it's not animosity, it's not retribution, it's just let's do the work of the people of Texas.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After President Obama promised to scale down his 60th birthday party over the weekend amid a rise in the COVID-19 Delta variant, it appears words and actions were on two different levels. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As COVID cases continue to rise around the country, Republicans are calling out former President Barack Obama for throwing a maskless birthday party. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says there's a double standard around the country.
This is the way it's been now for over a year with these folks, there's always a double standard. You know, you get COVID if you go to church, if you go to work, if you go to school, or if you go to a Trump rally, or in this case, the Sturgis motorcycle rally. But you can get it at President Obama's birthday bash.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, just over 134,000 new COVID cases were reported in the United States. Just under 500 people died from COVID complications in the nation on Tuesday. A famous National Hockey League goalie has died. Dan Araki has more.
Hall of Fame goalie Tony Esposito has died. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing his passing Tuesday following a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. Esposito played nearly all of his 16-year NHL career with the Blackhawks, winning the Stanley Cup in 1969, the Vezina Trophy as the league's top netminder 3 times, and was named an All-Star 6 times. Esposito was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1988, the same year that Chicago retired his number 35 jersey. Tony Esposito was 78.
I'm Lance Pryor, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, we've got one down, 49 more to go. I'm talking about Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, resigns. 13 more days to put up with him before he leaves. And he does not have a home. So he's going to be trying to figure out where he's going to live. He's been on the dole for a while, public dole. And so we've got 49 more governors to throw out. And if we get rid of all of them, and then we get rid of Congress, and we get rid of the Senate, and we get rid of mayors of large cities, and we replace everybody with somebody new, we'd be much, much better off. If all these guys leave office, gals, all these guys and gals leave office and get, actually, anybody for those offices would be better than the people who are in them. And the reasoning that I have for that is anybody else doesn't have the connection. So if you take a common person, like, you know, us, the bottom 93%, if you put one of us in office, we don't have the ties, the connections. It'll take a while to get to bribe, you know, the new replacements. So all these guys have to go, every single one of them. So never re-elect anyone. And in that line of thinking, I just want to share a very quick story with you. So about 15, 16 years ago, I was asked by the superintendent of schools in the county where I live to come on over and check out the computer system. And she said she heard about my expertise and what we did in Virginia and how we took the poorest, one of the poorest counties in Virginia, and was in, let's say, very close to last place in computer technology. And within a couple of years, we brought them, actually less than that, like 18 months, brought them from last place to first place. And it was quite a record. And we did it by teaching the students and the teachers how to build their own computers and how to network them. And so I taught all the teachers, all the students, and we built our own computers. That's how we did it. So the superintendent heard about that in the county where we live in Missouri right now. And so she invited me to see what my thoughts were on her system or the school system. And I said, well, I'd love to have a tour, and maybe you can have your technology coordinator be there and give me a tour, and you'll be there, and I'll be there, and we'll just take the tour, and I'll tell you what I think. And she said that, you know, it takes about 30 seconds to a minute or more to load the first page of a website. So, wow, that's quite incredible, considering they had a really high bandwidth at the school system. So I was in the tour with the technology coordinator, the guy who designed the whole thing. And I tried to be really polite because, you know, when the new guy shows up, like me, the old guy, the existing guy, feels threatened. So I tried to not be threatening and, you know, just kind of, and just, you know, ask very few questions and look. And I saw what the problem was within 15 minutes of this tour. I knew exactly where the problem was. And I explained after I had the tour, I went back to with the superintendent and told her what the problem was. And it was a router. They had the wrong router in place. The router was designed for 6 workstations, and they had, let's say, 100 or so, or 60. And so, you know, the router was thrashing. It just couldn't handle the job. So I told her that, and then she said to me, you know, we've got $180,000. You want to buy some new computers. What do you recommend? And I said, you don't need any new computers. All you need to do is configure the ones that you have to work, and you're in great shape because you only have 140 students in the whole school. Not per grade, the entire school, 140 students. That means a graduating class was like 40 students, right? Or less. And so I explained that, and do you know that was the last time I was invited to go to the school? I solved the problem, told them what they needed to do, told them they didn't need to spend $180,000 in computers, and that was the last time I was invited. And they even changed my address so that the drug testing committee that I was on and Mrs. Spinelli was on, they changed our address to another town, like 40 miles away, so we would never get the invitations. So they did everything they could to prevent us from showing up at the school. So why am I telling you this? Well, the guy who was the director, I'm sorry, who was the coordinator for technology, retired. And he's now running for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Cooperative.
No, so I knew you were going to
the guy that couldn't do the job.
I thought you were going to bring your plate into it. This is amazing.
And he was.
It's like.
So I have the
swing.
Yeah, I have the Rural Missouri magazine right in front of me, And it says, quote, the nominating committee, which is made up of 9 Laclede Electric Cooperative members, has nominated 7 candidates for 3 director seats up for election at Laclede Electric Cooperative's August 27th meeting as follows. And it says, it's signed Ms. Brenda Nutter and Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry, it's not signed by anybody. Okay, and it says, you know, District 1, District 2, District 3, so the 7 nominees are there. Now, so the nominating committee nominated this guy. This guy, I'll read his I guess we can call it a microbio. Douglas Baker. Mr. Baker, this is quote, Mr. Baker grew up in Northwest Missouri, helping on the family farm in Tena. That's Tena, Missouri. He graduated from Missouri University College of Veterinary Medicine and worked in South Central Iowa before returning to Missouri to become a Wright County veterinarian. He also served as the technology director for the Hartville School District for 8 years. Mr. Baker retired in September of 2020 as the Missouri Regional Epidemiologist. He served as both board president and treasurer for the Hartville Christian Church. Mr. Baker is an avid reader, enjoys working in his shop, has 3 children, 2 grandchildren, and 2 grandchildren. He's been a member of Laclede Electric Cooperative for 42 years. End quote. So those are his qualifications. And he's the guy that couldn't get the network to work properly. And the school district, you know, what happens with schools, class, is the more computers they have, the more infrastructure they need, the bigger the staff, the more they need, the more it costs, and the more their ego is enhanced. So it's a question of how many computers per student, not a question of how well the computers are running or how the computers are utilized or what information the students are learning via the computers. It's how many computers do you have per student. So here we have a case where there's a guy who had a lot of difficulty, was unable to get the network to work properly. I solved it in 15 minutes from the moment I got there. And he is now moving on up to from a small network of computers to running the show for 37,000 members of Laclede Electric Cooperative's customer base, including Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, a military base.
Oh, no.
Absolutely unbelievable. So, I called the nominating committee a couple of years ago and asked, you know, how come they never nominated me? Because I'm the only guy that shows interest. They have to go beat in the bushes to go find people and convince them, hey, you ought to run for the board. I don't know. Yeah, you ought to run for the board. It'd be great. I don't know. We'll pay you a lot of money. I don't know. So they beat the bushes. They find these people to run. And you get people who, like this guy. But will anybody know what I just told you? No. How would they possibly know? There are only a few people that know this. Mrs. Finelli, the superintendent, Douglas Baker, and I. We're the only ones that know that. Because I didn't call him out and I didn't beat him up. I just said, what's up with this router? Why is this router here? You know? It doesn't make any sense. So, bottom line is, there's a case where they wanted to spend $180,000 that they did not need to spend. Now, what kind of an impact will this guy have if he wants to do the same thing at the board level of Laclede Electric? Hey, we need some new $350,000 trucks. We need to have, you know, we need to hire more people. We need. And then the electric rates go up. I can just see it. So I called the nominating committee years ago and said, so how come you never nominated me? They said, well, you're kind of aggressive. I'm kind of aggressive. So the reason that the nominating committee did not nominate me, and I actually believe I was the most qualified person that was running, including the guys running for re-election. They did not nominate me, and this is, I'm not patting myself on the back, Les. I'm just telling you the truth. Boards of directors are people who are incompetent. They're incompetent. And what they do is they all vote in unison. And, well, we all voted for it. And what they do is they hide behind their ignorance as a committee. So it wasn't like one guy did it. They all did it. So they're all ignorant. They're all sheep. They all follow the leader. And they do whatever is suggested to them because they're not knowledgeable enough to be independent thinkers. That's one of the things that's wrong with this country. Unbelievable, right? I know I'm going to get one vote. I know I'm going to get one vote this year for director of the board of directors because I'm going to vote for myself. And here's why. Because the board of directors has figured out that COVID is pretty dangerous. And they don't want to have this, you know, 3,000, 3,500 people show up at the Cowan Civic Center for the annual meeting. So it's going to be a telecast. The annual board of directors meeting and the presentations by the guys running for election and re-election and re-election, they're going to be on video and you can watch it on your computer at home. But if you are willing to register to vote, they'll pay you $20. So you're getting paid $20 to vote. You're going to get a credit on your electric bill if you register to vote. And you can, and you'll be entered into a prize drawing. Can you imagine this? You're being paid to vote? Literally. That's what these bozos have decided to do. They're going to pay the membership to vote. And so I'm going to write myself in. I mean, I can't in good conscience vote for any of these people. So anyway, that's one of the things that's wrong with America. Boards of directors have incompetent people.
It's not just America. It's the world. You don't have to deal with dictator Dan. Dan Andrews.
Yep.
Our state premier.
Well, yeah, you got to get rid of all yours, too.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get rid of all these people who are in places of authority, alleged representatives of the people. They all need to be fired. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So when I was at the school district and I explained what the problem with the network was, I said, if you'd like, I'll be glad to fix this for you for free. I'll volunteer, and I know how to fix it. I can fix it, or I can tell your guy what to do, and I can guide him through the process. But regardless, I'll be glad to fix it. No charge, no cost, no obligation. I don't want anything. I'll be glad to do it. I live here, and I can save the county some money. So that was the last they ever saw of me, because they wouldn't have me back. No kidding. Absolutely no kidding. So, you know, you've heard me talk about how government doesn't work. Well, these are just little examples of my experience over the years about how bad things are. So they don't want, they really do not, the people in charge do not want it to be fixed reasonably, effectively, and inexpensively. They really don't. For the most part. But when I lived in Virginia, the superintendent had a vision. He actually thought I could do it and build the network and train the teachers. He heard of my reputation before that, he met me. And so he decided that he would take a calculated risk, and it paid off. So bottom line is we had to take our son wanted to try the public training camp to see what it was like. He'd never been to school, and we had to get him out of there. I said, I remember saying to him, son, you're getting dumber by the second. We got to get you out of there. And it's true. They had an agricultural program where they were teaching students about agriculture and farming, etc. A lot of farm boys and girls in this county. And they had six SIX textbooks. And they had maybe, 15 students in the class. And so nobody got assigned any homework. Why did they not get assigned homework? Because they only had six books. So they had six agricultural textbooks. But it's not fair to send six students home with homework today, and then another six tomorrow, and then another six the next day, because you only have six books. But they're willing to spend $180,000 on computers, but they weren't willing to buy nine more textbooks for the agricultural class. So nobody got any homework. So the students were getting dumber by the second. And it's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. So I was so frosted by what I saw that I decided to run for the school board, the board of directors for the school district. And they wanted to do drug testing. And some of you may have heard this story. So what they say is if you want to become a member of one of these boards, you got to knock on doors. You know, hey, I'm Vin Finelli, I'm running for this position, and you should vote for me because, and then get the door slammed in your face. I was not willing to do that. I was willing to volunteer my time, but I wasn't willing to beat the bushes and spend money to volunteer my time. So I put an ad in the paper. I spent about $100, and I put an ad in the local rag that came out once a week. And I it was simple. It was just text. It said, I think it was this, fire the entire Hartville school board. One director at a time. Please consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. And that was the ad. So my position was, you know, before we do drug testing on these students, and before we have false positives, and before students are branded as drug users falsely because of this system that's inaccurate, and that the DNA of their urine would go someplace, and nobody, including the superintendent nor the principal, knew exactly where that was. So the DNA would go someplace. No one knew where. No one could tell me where, and they couldn't tell me if we had a drug problem or not, but yet we were going to drug test the children on a random basis. So all the numbers would be put in a hat, allegedly, and then somebody would pick numbers from the hat, and then those children would be called down to the principal's office where they'd pee in a cup, boys and girls. And they decided not to invite us to any more of the drug committee meetings because I was against it, and Mrs. Finelli was against it. And they couldn't believe that these two new fish in the village, Mrs. Finelli and I, were against the drug testing until they could tell us if there was a problem or not. So this was totally random, so they said. And our son got to be drug tested every single time they had a test. And he told me it was random. Now, why is that? Because they knew he didn't use drugs, and they knew they could have at least one negative in those who have been tested because he didn't use drugs. And I tried to ask the school board if they understood statistics, and they didn't even understand what statistics meant. What a bunch of bozos, right? No kidding. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.